With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Vilas County will take a slightly different approach when it comes to opening snowmobile trails this winter. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
While December 15th gets thrown around a lot, Wisconsin doesn't actually have a set date for the earliest trails can open. It's dependent on several factors, one of the most important being safety conditions. This means trails won't usually open before the end of the 9-day gun deer season, there needs to be enough snow on the ground, and trails need to pass inspection. Todd Bierman is the Vilas County Parks and Recreation Supervisor.
They need to brush away from the signs, make sure the signs are in the right spot, they're still visible, and kind of eliminate kind of safety concerns from the trail system.
Typically, Vilas County will open all its trails at once when they've gotten enough snow. But recent winters have made the county rethink that opening. 2 winters ago, snowmobile trails never opened due to lack of snow. They did open for a short period last winter, but Bierman says some sections could have had a longer season if they didn't need to all open at once.
It was kind of punishing the clubs in the northern tier of the county where they had the snow, and they're watching people drive by them with their trailers going into Michigan. Here where they could just have snow there, they're going to bring pieces, people coming there to sled, coming there to, spend their money on gasoline and groceries and food and things like that, where it's an economic thing.
This year, clubs with more snow will be allowed to open sooner, with an exception. Their trails have to connect to trails that are already open, either within the county or to a neighboring county, which could include ones in the UP.
Say they want it open, or everything's good to go, they're ready to open, but the clubs around them aren't opened. So we're not going to allow them to open up because there's no place for them to go except on their own trails.
Once the trails have passed inspections, a club can call the county to open when they feel they're ready to, and Vilas County will put out PSAs as different trails open. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Oneida County is also making slight changes to how it opens its trails for similar reasons. The goal is still for the county to open as a whole, but just the northern or southern half of trails in the county could open, depending on how clubs vote. Aspirus Wausau Hospital has opened a new dual helipad. The upgrade will help with faster access to advanced medical care for patients across north-central Wisconsin. The upgraded facility replaces the former single landing space and positions 2 landing pads adjacent to the emergency department for direct, rapid patient transfer. The new helipad was developed in response to growing medevac demand. Aspirus Wausau receives more than 600 helicopter transports each year. Jason Keffler is Aspirus System Director of Medevac and Trauma.
We average typically on a flyable day about 3 to 4 helicopters landing at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. And with that, we needed about 10% of the time, or about 50 to 60 times a year, we need to have a secondary landing zone for a second helicopter coming in.
Chad Eckhart is the base aviation manager and a helicopter pilot.
So a lot of times when you have a very big car accident on the interstate or an ATV accident where both patients need to come into the hospital, they can come in very quickly and in the most secure route possible. In conjunction with that, they're developing a instrument flight approach into there that will be ready for next summer.
Eckhart says as volumes increase, it's important they do not have to wait for one aircraft to move before another can land. Wisconsin expands the state's move-over law. Drivers now need to move over or slow down when approaching disabled vehicles on the side of the road. Governor Tony Evers signed a measure to expand the law to include disabled vehicles. The law previously provided protection for emergency and highway maintenance vehicles with their warning lights activated. On multi-lane roads, drivers are required to move over a lane. For single-lane roads, drivers need to slow down. Stopping alongside the road can be dangerous. Over the past 5 years, 145 people in Wisconsin were injured roadside while inside or near a stopped vehicle, and 5 were killed. In addition, 73 emergency responders were struck by a vehicle while working on the side of the road. A coalition of environmental and business groups claims Michigan taxpayers could end up paying billions for the Line 5 tunnel, the 4-mile underground passage Enbridge wants to build to contain its aging pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Crystal Blair explains.
A new report from Oil and Water Don't Mix and Partners Clean Water Action claims the project, long promoted as a safer alternative than the existing dual pipes on the lake bed, could shift billions of dollars in financial risk onto the state. Report co-author Sean McBrady says the agreement pushed through at the end of the Snyder administration means Enbridge builds the tunnel, but Michigan will own it.
That means that Michigan taxpayers could be responsible for the catastrophic cleanup, water system repairs, tourism losses, public health emergencies, and multi-billion dollar infrastructure disruptions if something goes wrong.
Enbridge disputes the report in the response, saying Michigan is fully indemnified under its agreements, meaning the state will be compensated for its losses and that taxpayers will not pay for any incident. The company contends it has the financial strength and certified assurances to cover all cleanup costs and notes state regulators have already approved the project. Crystal Blair reporting.
A Wisconsin judge Tuesday refused to step aside as requested by President Donald Trump's former attorney, who faces a felony forgery case related to the 2020 election in the battleground state. The judge also refused to cancel a Monday preliminary hearing for Trump's former attorney, who also previously worked as a judge in the same county where he is being prosecuted, and two other former Trump associates. The three former Trump aides face 11 felony charges each in relation to their roles in the 2020 fake elector scheme. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.